Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The catcher, Johnny Oates. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bobby Grich. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Palmer. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Buddy Bell. Batting 7th. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Steve Dunning. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Dunning. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up towards 3rd. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a line drive towards the mound. Dunning reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCraw. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to third. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oates hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oates moves to second. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. Grich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oates scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grich. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. Grich steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 1 in the game. Broemer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmer strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brouwer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunning is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Oates strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 2 in the game. Rettenmund is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grich hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Roy Foster now playing right field. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 2 in the game. Unser hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brouwer takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw is called out on strikes. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ed Farmer now pitching. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Palmer bunts towards the mound. Farmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford is hit by the pitch. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Oates hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 6-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 2 in the game. Chambliss is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 3 in the game. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rettenmund moves to second. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gritch hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rettenmund scores. It's 7-0, Orioles. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Palmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Camilli pinch hits for Ed Farmer. Lou Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a pop-up towards short. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 3 in the game. Unser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Broemer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Denny Riddleberger now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 4 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Oates is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 3 in the game. Nettles hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Oates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 3 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.